AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. From his holiday weekend spot in Florida, President-elect Trump has tapped a backer of charter schools to be his Secretary of Education.
Betsy DeVos is a billionaire philanthropist, Michigan Republican activist, and head of the All Children Matter PAC, which promotes alternatives to traditional public education like vouchers, scholarship tax credits, and charter schools. Naming her to be Education Secretary, the president-elect called her a brilliant and passionate advocate. Yet DeVos could face trouble from both ends of the political spectrum, from teachers' unions that have fought her ideas for years, and from conservatives who note she's been a backer of the Common Core educational standards that Trump railed against during the campaign. Mark Smith at the White House.
For U.N. Ambassador, Trump has chosen South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. South Carolina Chamber of Commerce President Ted Pitt says Haley may not have foreign policy experience, but she's good at negotiating and bringing international investment to the state.
She's known as the jobs governor. She has worked tirelessly to recruit industry and jobs to South Carolina. And, you know, the climate in South Carolina for business is good as it's ever been.
President Obama presided over the annual pardoning of a turkey on the day before Thanksgiving. He says it's too bad daughters Malia and Sasha managed to skip out on the event and his corny jokes, claiming a scheduling conflict.
This is my final presidential turkey pardon. What I haven't told them yet is that we are going to do this every year from now on. No cameras, just us, every year. No way I'm cutting this habit cold turkey.
Israeli police have arrested four Palestinians in connection with one of several large fires that damaged homes and prompted the evacuation of thousands of people over the past few days. Police are said to be looking into all possible causes, including arson. This is AP Radio News. Filmmaker Spike Lee hit with a lawsuit. The AP's Jamie Fryer reports it's about health and pension contributions.
You know, deep down inside, I think you wish you were black.
Reunion benefit plans charge Spike Lee and his film companies didn't do the right thing. The suit charges an audit found Lee's companies were nearly $45,000 behind in payments between September 2007 and March 2010. The unions represent musicians, stagehands, and drivers. No comment yet from Lee or his production company. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Well, the Charlie Brown balloon is one of three new giant character inflatables in today's Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, joining such favorites as Hello Kitty and SpongeBob SquarePants. Parade exec Amy Kuhl says expanding balloon technology creates its own vocabulary.
We've got things called balloonicles, tricaloons, we've got falloons, but this year we've got a bouncing balloon.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.